Thursday, February the 22nd, 2018. The day after we had the CNN agitprop hall. Not a town hall. This is agitation and propaganda. Now, I don't understand why President Trump, Marco Rubio, the NRA, are going to a staged CNN event. We've talked about this before. Why do we even allow CNN to stage the debates when they give questions to Hillary Clinton in advance? Why do we do that? Why do we pretend that they are somehow honest or disinterested? They're neither honest nor disinterested. And so we got a lot of clips that I think you're going to find absolutely amazing. Plus, we have some real solutions that people are talking about. I've had a sheriff in Broward County said, yeah, we're going to put armed officers there. Ah, there you go. We've also got the governor of Kentucky putting his finger on what the real problem is. And we're going to look at some very unusual things and just say, you know, just explain this. We're not going to offer any explanation of what we think about this, but just some anomalies to get you to think about some things. And it's not just about guns. It's about many other things. Because, you know, when you start to look at things like this robot that was creepy enough when they had this quadruped robot, like a dog, and it's got this fifth appendage, like a big arm and a claw coming out of it where its head might be. And it's opening a door, opening it for its co-robot friend to go through, going through itself and then closing it. Then the next video surfaces of a guy opposing it, fighting with it, even knocking off its kind of its tail, and it keeps going. It's fighting back. When I saw that video, I tweeted out yesterday, I said, keep your guns. We're going to need them real soon. We're going to need them real soon. Yeah, our government, and this is the thing that got me upset yesterday, just thinking about what our government has been doing for the last half century in terms of planning for the control of the population. And we're going to talk to the editor of The New American later in the program. He's going to be talking about the Russian conspiracy. What we have learned, because things are still coming out. There's a lot of things that we already knew, but it's the mea culpas. It's the documentation that's coming out. The fact that Fusion GPS has now said, yeah, we use John McCain. We knew that. We knew that he was the one that was shopping stuff around more than a year ago. We knew that John McCain was shopping stuff around. But, you know, when you look at this stuff and when you got the director of Fusion GPS, he says, yeah, the Democrats paid for it, and we used John McCain to shop it around to the police state to try to take Trump down. That brings on all new meaning. So we're going to talk to him about that. Also, about some of the other things that are on the list here. I haven't talked a great deal about the World Government Summit, and I want to get to that today. You know, it ended last week. We talked about it because of the harsh words that Robert De Niro had for President Trump and for America, really. It wasn't so much that he was criticizing President Trump. That was a key theme at the World Government Summit that was in Dubai. Anti-America was a big part of that. But, of course, Donald Trump is the one that they were really focusing on because he's really kind of the poster child for America. He's a poster child in opposition to globalism, to the New World Order. Oh, that's right. You know, New World Order, that conspiracy theory that they openly talk about at the World Government Summit repeatedly. But it's gone far beyond that. It's gone far beyond the agenda saying, we got to get your kids, got to get them earlier than kindergarten. And we really do need to push this transgender agenda and now a transhumanist agenda, a trans species agenda. That's right. Let's just start going through a genetic engineering. Let's create cyborgs. Let's mix species together because it's not enough to abuse your children and the government schools sexually and mentally with this transgender agenda. No, they're going to start doing it chemically, genetically, every way they can. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, February the 22nd, 2018. We're going to take a look at the various CNN dog and pony shows. They're really agitation propaganda. You know what CNN is? They really have the same purpose, the same function, but not the same title as Kim Jong-un's sister, you know, the one who went to the South Korean Olympic Games. She's actually the director of propaganda and agitation. They have an official ministry for that. We do too. Here it's called CNN or MSNBC, some of these other places. But to me, it was just amazing. As I was looking at the way that they had stacked the audience, and the way the moderators were allowing the audience and these teenagers to berate Marco Rubio, almost felt sorry for little Marco. Almost. Until he came out with his gun control solutions. At first, I thought Marco was doing a good job earlier in the week. He was taking a lot of heat because he hadn't gotten very strident about gun control regulation. And I said to some of the people here, I said, you know, it's not bad to not do something if doing something is the wrong thing. Like I've said before, you don't want to throw a bucket of fluid on a fire if you don't know the nature of the fire and if you don't know what is in the bucket. You might be throwing gasoline on a fire. You might be throwing water on an electrical fire, whatever, a grease fire. So figure out what it is, figure out what the problem is, and then take a look at your solution. So whether or not it's going to make things worse. And, you know, Calvin Coolidge is one of our best presidents. He didn't do anything to destroy the Constitution, unlike most of our other activist presidents. You know, people like FDR had such a long list of accomplishments, overthrowing the Constitution, our Bill of Rights in so many different ways. Everybody loves a strong, quote-unquote, activist president. If they get us in a massive war, that's even better. So if you destroy individual liberty, and if you get us in a big, big war, that's great. You're a great president. You know, people in Russia still kind of like Stalin, and people in China still kind of like Mao because he got them involved in big wars, made them feel important. And we like FDR, even though he destroyed our republic in many foundational ways. But people like Calvin Coolidge, a quiet guy who minds his own business, sticks to his oath of the Constitution. No, we don't like him. And so Rubio, they're saying, you're not doing anything. What's the matter with you? And now he's come out with some bad solutions. We'll talk about them in a moment because they browbeat him. At one point, I thought he was going to cry. But why did he even go there? Why did he even go there? Why do you let CNN put on these kinds of spectacles? Now, this is like the 8 minutes of hate for, was it Goldstein or something? The guy's name in 1984. They put his picture up there and the crowd's like, you know, screaming at the screen for a long period of time. And just a few weeks earlier, he'd been their ally. But, that's what this all reminded me of. Well, look at these CNN, screaming, events here. But before we get to that, let's take a look at something that we haven't talked about for a while because, you know, we had all these phony indictments that came out. And we'll be looking at this in more depth with William Jasper of the New American. He's the editor there. He's also got an article about Mueller and what he thinks he's up to. He'll be joining us in the third hour. But I think this is very important to just get the big picture and pull back and look at the perspective here. We've talked about the real problem It's not Putin and the Russians. The real problem are the people like James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, all these people now are getting speaking gigs on CNN and mainstream media. They're the real problem. The politicized surveillance state that thinks that it has a right to look at anything and everything that you do, to analyze you, to make assumptions about you because you're their property, you're their slave. And when we look at who these people are, understand that it's not just the demagogue party. It's also the Republicans. And here's an article from the Deplorable Society. WikiLeaks pointed out that there are six Republicans that Hillary bribed to destroy Trump. Six Republicans that Hillary Clinton bribed to destroy Trump. Because we saw it in the emails. We saw it in the money transfers. And here it is. Okay, here's the list. Paul Ryan, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. Okay? Paul Ryan, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. Paid by Hillary Clinton to destroy President Trump. And we saw some of this emails from Podesta to Huma Abedin. In the message, for example, Podesta gives details about how the funds were being allocated from the Clinton campaign to the super PACs of Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush. And it says in the email, JB, CF, and JK PACs will be silent for the rest of the campaign. Stay low for the rest of the campaign. We're going to be using you later. Each will get a vital allowance from our advertising budget. Then they go on to say, HRC, Hillary Clinton, is in the loop and has talked to all three personally. Then finishes, eyes only. Well, now we've all seen it thanks to WikiLeaks. We've all seen that Hillary Clinton was in the loop. Hillary Clinton talked to all three, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Carly Fiorina, and was giving them money. Money to do what? Well, we can kind of summarize that from what they did, can't we? There's also an email that was sent to Paul Ryan right before he rescinded his invitation for President Trump to speak at an event in Wisconsin. The email read, he's on board and he will retract the invitation to speak. And then he did. Other emails suggested money had been moved from Republican officials from the House and the Senate. For example, FAC records show that just before McCain publicly criticized and attacked Trump, there were transactions for two giant donations from PACs and private sources which went straight to his bank account. And now we have the news that has come out not too long ago. Of course, this is back in January. So it's about a month old. But remember, we had the Fusion GPS guy admit that John McCain was used to pass around this anti-Trump dossier to the Obama intel agencies. Not all 17. They didn't need all 17. You know, that was Hillary Clinton's talking point from the debate. It was repeated by James Clapper and then echoed endlessly by CNN and the rest of the mainstream media. But then when he had to testify under oath, he'd already been caught lying once under oath. He said, well, yeah, not all 17. Representatives from the FBI, CIA, NSA, and me. We decided that. How did they decide that? Did they look at the computers? Did they do any forensic data? William Binney did. The honest whistleblower, patriot of the NSA, who had been the global technical head of the NSA for decades. He looked at it. He said, no, if you look at the files, you can see the size of the files, the amount of time that it took was not done by a Russian hack. It was done by an inside whistleblower. That would have really destroyed the Democrat Party if that had come out. And they didn't want you to see what had happened. So they concoct this whole deal, and they tell the FBI, sorry, you can't look at these servers. But then they go underground, passing money to these six Republicans, at least, to get rid of Trump, and the key guy in this is John McCain. Meanwhile, we have a former CIA chief, that's James Woolsey, goes on Fox News and says, the U.S. is meddling in foreign elections, but we're doing it for their own good. See, it's okay for us. We're exceptional. So we can meddle in other countries. We can overthrow other countries. We can create wars for regime change in Syria that have created countless suffering. Yes, it is a tragedy that 17 people died in this high school shooting. It wouldn't even be noticed in Syria, in places like Aleppo. Why is that happening? It is happening because the U.S. government decided years ago, and we had a general tell us at the time, hey, we got a list of countries that we're going to overthrow. And Syria is next on the list. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as we were just talking about the push against the boogeyman Russians and the fact that we got to do something. We've got Pelosi and Schumer want $300 million to protect the U.S. election from Russians. You know, the you can't comment on social media anymore without being called a bot or a Russian. The demagogue party really has drilled this into their bots. And that is just as you couldn't have a discussion a year ago. No matter what you were talking about, instantly you were labeled a racist, sexist, a homophobe. That's why I call them the demagogue party. They're not going to talk to you about anything. They'll just censor you. And they have to come up with a little tag or label that they can use to justify not listening to you. Not listening, not listening. And now the label of the year, because, you know, it's the identity politics is getting a little bit worn. So now everybody is a bot. If you say something conservative or you say something pro-Trump or anything they don't agree with, anything the demagogue party doesn't agree with, you're a bot. You're a bot if they don't know who you are. If they know who you are, if you're well-known, then they call you a Russian collaborator or traitor or whatever. This is the McCarthyism of the demagogue party. And so you got Pelosi and Schumer saying we need $300 million. We got Russian operatives flooding our social media platforms with misinformation. It was so incredibly small. What a few Russian trolls did. What did Democrat trolls do? This whole Russian investigation is something that's been fed by Democrat trolls, or should I say demagogue. Let's just call them demagogues. That's what they are. But we got the former CIA director says, well, yeah, you know, we do that too. And they're far more effective at it. James Woolsey was being interviewed by Laura Ingraham. And she asked him, have we ever tried to meddle in another country's elections? And he goes, oh, yeah, probably. But it was for the good of the system. And then she says, we don't do that now, though. We don't mess around in other people's elections. And he goes, well, for a while. He says, well, only for a very good cause and in the interests of democracy. Kind of does a James Clapper. Are you spying on Americans without search warrants? No, Senator. Not intentionally. These guys, you would think that if they're trained spies, they'd be better at lying. I don't know. And of course, this article from Zero Hedge has a partial list, a very, very short partial list of since 1948 major interferences from the U.S. government into other elections, like just gentle things, like in the United Kingdom, for example, where we had verbal intervention by our State Department and by the Obama administration, many officials in the Obama administration, verbally pushing against Brexit, verbally pushing against votes for Scottish independence. But then we have these massive wars that we do in Libya and Syria and so forth, or we just overthrow elected representatives in Iran and put in a Shah, a king, because he's a CIA shill. I mean, we do that kind of stuff all the time. And then James Clapper says, well, yeah, you know, the Russians interfering in elections. Of course, James Clapper, the liar, the former liar director of national intelligence, said, yeah, they've been doing this going back to the 1960s. We've been doing it, too. You know, we have this thing called Voice of America or whatever. There's a lot of different ways you can do propaganda. If you tell a lie that the other side doesn't, that is harmful to the other side, that's called black propaganda. If you tell the truth about something the other side doesn't want to hear, they call that white propaganda. So if you were the Voice of America, and you were broadcasting to the Russians, Stalin is rounding up your people and sending them to gulags and killing them by the tens of millions. That would be white propaganda. The Russian government wouldn't want people to hear that. But if you're WikiLeaks or if you're somebody else and you tell people, Hillary Clinton is a crook and you show the emails and the other evidence, oh, that's Russian interference. That's Russian interference. You could call it white propaganda. It was bad stuff about Hillary Clinton that the mainstream media and the Democrats didn't want you to hear, but it was true nevertheless. And so finally, The Hill asks, what is the FBI hiding in its war to protect Comey. The Hill says, as James Comey, the saga continues to unfold, the James Comey legend continues to unravel. The more we learn about his involvement in the deep state's illicit targeting of Trump, the more reason the American people have to question both his motives and his management. As director of the FBI, the now disgraced agency that he headed before Trump fired him in 2017, he's left a trail of suspicious activity in his wake. You know what? He was suspicious before he was picked to be the FBI director. He was on the board of directors of one of the world's largest banks that had been convicted multiple times for money laundering for drug cartels and terrorist organizations. But that's kind of his path to power. He'd been involved with the Clintons for a very, very long time. But again, when President Trump, as Van Jones criticized him for saying, well, the FBI is too busy trying to play political intrigue and to set up a political coup to overthrow the election to do their basic fundamental work, which they tell everybody is their mission. They tell everybody that's their mission, but they can't do that. And I play for you many times. I played it yesterday when we talked about this. Michael Hayden. The director of the NSA, CIA. Yeah, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. They weren't interested in some guy who says he wants to shoot up a school. They were interested in the interesting people surrounding Trump. And we have this lie that is being circulated. Let's move on to guns here before we get to the town hall stuff that happened yesterday. One of these lies that is circulating around that is being repeated by the demagogue party is that America is the worst Western country for mass shootings. That's absolutely not true. As the Daily Wire points out, we've got Chris Murphy of Connecticut constantly saying this happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. How many times have you heard that? That's become a talking point. Maybe they've got bots that are putting this out on social media because they keep seeing this everywhere. Well, here's the reality of it. And this is a courtesy of the Crime Prevention Research Center. They looked at global mass shooting incidents from 2009 to 2015. This is after the gun bans in the UK and Australia and things like that. And they found that, guess what? The United States isn't even in the top 10 when you adjust it for population. Death rate per million people from mass public shootings, and this is from 2009 to 2015. Here's the top 10. Norway, Serbia, France, Macedonia, Albania, Slovakia, Switzerland, Finland, Belgium, the Czech Republic. And then coming in at number 11 is the United States, followed by Austria, the Netherlands, Canada is 14, England is 15, Germany, Russia, Italy. That's the 18. So how about that? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You know, that's really not true what they're telling us. In so many, many ways. When we come back, we just had the governor of Kentucky, as people are talking about needing gun control, he goes, let me tell you what the real issue is here. And he talks about the pop culture from Hollywood, from the music industry, from video games. We're going to play that for you when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I've said many times, if we've got a fire that is raging, we need to know the nature of the fire. What is the cause of the fire? Is it a wood fire? Is it an electrical fire? Is it a chemical fire? Is it an oil fire? And then, what are we throwing on that fire? So there's two parts of this question. When we look at these mass shootings at the schools. Now, the governor of Kentucky had something to say about this. He said, we need to have an honest conversation as to what should and should not be allowed in the U.S. as it relates to things that are being put in the hands of our young people. One of the key things that's being pushed as a new regulation is to say that you're not going to be allowed to purchase any kind of firearm until you become 21 years of age. Well, there's a couple of issues with that. There is already a federal ban on handguns before you're 21 years old. And when did that come in? Well, that came in when we had John Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy shot. Now, of those three people, only one of them was alleged to have been shot with a handgun, and that was Robert Kennedy. But, of course, if you listen to Dr. Pepper, and I'm not talking about the soft drink. I'm talking about the professor who looked at this in great deal, and I've interviewed him in the past. But if you look at the shooting of Robert Kennedy, there's a lot of things to question about that, as there were with all three of those cases. But they didn't even allege that a handgun was used in the first two. But they justified the banning of handguns and putting on the restrictions on handguns based on those three assassinations. But it is still legal for people under 21 to buy rifles and things like that. The rationale being that they're not as easy to conceal. I mean, I don't understand how this guy got all of his ammunition and his rifle in the Uber, but I guess maybe he did. There are still some questions about that shooting, but I think we need to take a look at the root causes of things that are happening in our society. And when we look at limiting the age, for example, all the people who are telling us, President Trump, says Van Jones, President Trump, that's juvenile to say the FBI is not doing their job. Well, obviously they didn't do their job. And obviously they are engaged in political intrigue and coup and trying to overturn the election. But then Van Jones says, no, we need to listen to the children. Well, that's pretty juvenile. They tell us that the kids who are teenagers are not mature enough to vote or to own a gun or to drive a car, and yet they want us to listen to the teens because they are so insightful and have such experience in life and great judgment. And I just talked to you yesterday about the Harvard study saying, you know, the part of your brain that gives you insight and judgment doesn't really develop until the mid-20s. It's one of the reasons why they are restricting these things. And yet the same people who say we've got to restrict these things to away from teens are saying, listen to the teens. They're so wise. So here's what the governor of Kentucky said he thinks the nature of the fire is. And we'll talk about solutions here coming up. You know, what do we throw in this fire to get it out? But what started the fire in this society? Here's the governor of Kentucky.
Again, here's what I'll say. I mean, 100 years ago and even 50 years ago, we had more guns per capita in America than we do now. It's not
That's
a gun
right.
problem. Guns in these instances have been involved, clearly. Guns have often been involved when people have lost their lives. But the reality is it's not a gun problem. It's not having too many guns. There used to be more guns per person in America than there are now, but children did not go to school and kill other children. When I was a kid, especially after Christmas, people brought their guns to school. My friends, we'd get a new shotgun, get a .22 or something. You'd come to school and show it to your friends. It was supposed to stay outside in your truck, which may or may not have been locked. But kids would bring them on the buses. Sometimes they would be in kids' lockers. Nobody even thought about shooting other people with them. So it's not a gun problem. What I would say to those for whom that is the solution, get a new idea. Because that is not the solution. It is
That's
a
what we talked about.
Problem.
It was common for people to take their guns to school.
That is desensitized.
Glad to hear our governor say that.
That is desensitized to the value of life, and we celebrate death through our musical lyrics. We celebrate death through video games that literally
Planned Parenthood
with extra points for going back and finishing people off. I mean, it is horrific, and it is graphic, increasingly realistic. The television shows that now are even on primetime, movies, again, these are things that have long existed, but the degree of specificity, the graphic nature of them, the encouraging of people to participate in the form of video games, and then the belief that none of this is connected to what we're seeing, give me a break. We've removed any responsibility from the homes and from communities, from schools and from churches, from things that once were the background and the foundation of the mores of a nation. We've told these people to keep a lid on it, keep that in your own mind. So we've removed any sense of right or wrong. We've infused that with a whole lot of do whatever, including taking human life, and then we're shocked when people do it. We got to grow up here in America. We got to be serious about the fact this is a cultural problem. And in America, at every level, from the homes that we live in to the White House and everywhere in between, we need to have a frank and honest dialogue about the cultural reasons for young people killing young people. It's not the gun, because they could just as easily run kids over while they're waiting in line to get on the school bus. What is the mindset that's causing young people to kill other young people? That's what needs to be addressed.
Is there any
All right, that's we're going to cut it at that point. He has a lot of great points, but it's very difficult to hear because there's a lot of crowd noise in the background. They're interviewing him in a hall. But he's absolutely right, and we've said this before, said this on this program. Said the idea that you cheapen life, that you tell people with these video games, and they're very graphic, very explicit, and you tell people there is no penalty for this. You know, life is cheap. Now, the difference between now And then when kids were taking guns to school, when they were using it to hunt, they realized that guns kill and that there's consequences. And once you pull that trigger, that bullet's not coming back. And once you shoot that animal and it's dead, it's not coming back either. It's not like a video game. And you say, yeah, of course everybody knows the difference between a video game and real life. There, when you live in that world, when you do it long enough, I've talked to friends who were in the military. A friend of mine went to West Point, and he was telling me about tank simulators that they would have. And this is like 30 years ago. And he said they're so real that after you spend several hours in the tank simulator, when they had, you know, anywhere where there would be a window or a screen or whatever in the tank, you know, they had computer monitors there. And it was three-dimensional, and this was decades ago. And he said, it gets so intense. You know, first you look at it, and it's not exactly, you know, 30 years ago, even with the military, it wasn't exactly, it didn't have the reality of the games that we play today. Let's just put it that way. But he said, when you're in there for that long, he says at one point, one of the guys gets hit with incoming fire. And, he backs up into another tank and it explodes and his tank is catching on fire. And he jumped out screaming because you get that absorbed. If they weren't that absorbing, why would people play them for so long? If you didn't really get into that world, if it didn't really grab you, if it didn't really feel very real, why would you play this as long as kids play video games? They play them for a very long time because they are very visceral. They feel very real, except the deaths. The deaths are just throwaway. You can shoot people, and they just fall down. There's no problem. But they get explicit. Think about horror films. Think about how they have changed, right? It's always a kind of entertainment to scare people. Boo! All right, jumped you. All right? That's fun. People like that. That was kind of fun. So then where they go from that, they would go to like the old Universal monster films, like Dracula and the Mummy and Frankenstein's monster, that type of stuff, which nobody finds that scary today. But back then they did. And then what did that evolve to? What did the horror genre evolve into? It evolved into a genre where you started seeing things from the perspective of the killer. You started making a hero out of the person who would kill and eat people like Hannibal Lecter. That's the point for me at which it stopped becoming entertaining. When they put you in the place, when you identified with the killer and not with the slow moving monster. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Creepy World Government Summit targets America's freedom. We're going to talk about that. We're going to show you this robot dog from Boston Dynamics. We've got a lot of things for you to think about that are off of the main subject that's occupied us at the beginning of the week. But we are going to be reporting as well on having clips. We've got a lot of clips here from the CNN Dog and Pony Show. Some amazing statement, an amazing statement by Marco Rubio that we'll talk about, which I adamantly disagree with. He's pushing back on the idea of armed teachers. Well, I don't think it's a good idea. You could have the SWAT team come in and shoot the teacher. And like, well, if that's the situation, then maybe you got a SWAT team problem and not an armed teacher problem. Because we've seen SWAT teams and police come in. There was just a case about 2 weeks ago. There was an armed robbery at a store. People called it in. A guy was there with Carrie. He disarmed the individual. Everything was under control. And he didn't even have a gun on him, and he had his hands up. And the police came in and shot him. Fortunately, they didn't kill him. But that's a problem with police training. It's a problem with SWAT team training. It's not a problem with having armed teachers. They need to be trained too. Look, there is no perfect solution. But the reality is that by the time the SWAT team gets there, the shooting is going to be over, most likely. Or you will have some kind of a hostage situation. And then it's not difficult to identify who the shooter is. That's something that's going to take a while. But most of these situations, like this particular one, is over in 3 minutes. The typical response time for police is 5 to 10 minutes. That's pretty fast, but it's not fast enough. And honest sheriffs and honest politicians, unlike Marco Rubio, will tell you that the police can't be everywhere. Or to put it the way a lot of people said, it's easier to carry a gun than it is to carry a police officer on your back. I mean, it's just a reality. Let's start dealing with reality. Instead of demonizing a tool. It's a tool that can be used for good. It's a tool that can be used for evil. A butcher knife can be used to slice up people, or it can be used to cut vegetables, if you will, if you're a vegetarian. Right? You can have a car that can transport you, or it can be used to run people down intentionally or used irresponsibly. These are tools. Let's not forget that they're being wielded by individuals, and that's why it was very important to have the kind of discussion that we just heard from the governor of Kentucky, Great to hear a politician with some common sense, unlike Marco Rubio. But let's talk about, before we get to the world government and some other issues here, this world government summit that just happened, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a couple of specials on our new products. We got Cellforce and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. Our newest product, Icarin, is 50% off. It's a powerful formula that is fueled by milk thistle extract, but it helps to detoxify your body, support your liver and kidney health. That is 50% off, Icarin. We also have Pollen Block that is 50% off to help you take control of your sinuses, especially this time of year. Depending on where you are in the country, pollen season is either here or it's on its way. And finally, we have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. You can get Carnivore and Floor Life, two very powerful digestive aids. Carnivore helps you to digest foods, and Floor Life gives you probiotics that help your gut health. A very important aspect of your health is your gut health. Those are together 50% off the most they have been discounted. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, we come up, we've got later in the third hour coming up, we've got the New Americans editor, William Jasper, who'll be talking to us about a variety of issues. There's an article that was on their site about the World Government Summit in Dubai, and everybody pretty much covered the hateful comments of Robert De Niro. But there's a lot more to see there at the World Government Summit. As I point out, the New American, more than a few speakers made it clear that liberty, self-government, and America First were the enemy. They were in the crosshairs. On the other hand, big government, transhumanism, and globalism were pushed very strongly at this summit, as well as health problems, unemployment, and even hatred of those previous things that were in the crosshairs. The key themes were the merger of man and machine to become cyborgs. And if you don't realize what's coming very quickly, we had the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the first week of January, followed up by the Detroit Auto Show. And both of those, the key focus was smart cities and automated cars. That's the key central thing there. And when you look at the World Government Summit, the central thing, interestingly enough, was AI and transhumanism. And as they point out, they said, we're going to become cyborgs, and that's going to give us happiness. You know, the pursuit of happiness that the founders were talking about didn't have anything to do with becoming a cyborg or a transhuman. In an official press release put out by the World Government Summit, the organizer said the event ended with, quote, a plea for institutions to realign with the new world order. Yes, that's not a conspiracy theory. The New World Order, as President H.W. Bush said, it was one in which the United Nations would use its military forces to implement the vision of the U.N. founders. And that's what we saw in that discussion that we played many times between Leon Panetta and Senator Jeff Sessions, where Jeff Sessions says, well, you would let us know if you're going to go to war with Syria, for example. Well, we'd let you know what we decided after we talked to the U.N., maybe NATO. We'd let you know. Probably. And he goes, well, I can't believe you're saying that. You were a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. And says, we would advise you. We would advise you, but we're not going to ask you. And it went on and on and on. And Jeff Sessions never would call him what he was, a traitor. But, of course, George H.W. Bush is now out of the scene, and we've got George Soros, who is also demanding a world order, a new world order. He says that the Chinese regime, the Chinese communists, should own that new world order in the same way that the United States previously owned the previous new world order. And think about how that happened. That all began with the staunchly anti-communist Richard Nixon. Who else could be used to turn over our manufacturing base and hand over the preeminence of America to the Chinese communists, except a staunchly anti-communist president, Republican president, Richard Nixon. Think about the fact that the last major gun control act that we had, the Brady Bill, that was put through by Ronald Reagan. That's what makes me concerned about what's coming up now. You're not going to have the kind of opposition from grassroots Republicans to gun control under Reagan or under Trump as you would under a Jimmy Carter or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. If those demagogues started talking about gun control, everybody would be up in arms. But when Reagan is there, where Trump is there, it's like, oh, don't worry about it. He's got it. You know, the same way that we talk about the promise of amnesty for illegal aliens in exchange for increased border security. That happened under Reagan, too. And now we hear again under President Trump, oh, don't worry, he's a staunch Republican. You know, that's a key issue for him. He would never give amnesty and not get border security. Well, we've already seen it happen under Reagan. Already seen it happen. Just like we saw big tax cuts and no cuts in spending under Reagan. It's like, I'll vote for your project, you vote for mine, and the deficit just boom. Now, it's very small compared to what's happened since then, but we're seeing the same types of things happen. You know, people are on guard against big spending Democrats, but they don't pay any attention to big spending Republicans or gun-grabbing Republicans or amnesty-giving Republicans when they're in office. And the same thing happened when they transferred America's preeminence to the Chinese communists. The World Government Summit chairman, Mohammed Abdullah al-Gergawi, they call him the Minister of the Future. That was his title. And he said, the goal is to prepare for the future within the framework of global efforts to achieve a common goal. Global, global, global. New world order. See these? Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern going through here? Other elements of the World Government Summit agenda have been alluded to in not so subtle ways, reports the New American. Last year, for example, the globalists at the summit made headlines worldwide for gathering under a replica of the infamous Ark of Baal. It's a bizarre monument that once stood in front of a pagan temple to the false god Baal, to whom children were often sacrificed. And as I've pointed out before, when you go back and you look at Baal, you look at Ashtra, these pagan gods and goddesses, you know, Ashtra was the goddess of fertility. And so to celebrate the goddess of fertility, they would have pagan orgies like, you know, Hollywood. And then the resulting pregnancies, they would conveniently sacrifice those children to the god of Baal, god of prosperity. The same way that Planned Parenthood tells you to sacrifice your children because, you know, you really can't afford to have them and raise them all the way through to college. It's so, so expensive. So sacrifice your children to prosperity. You don't want children. Abort them. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Creepy World Government Summit. I was just telling you some of the things. The creepy symbolic Ark of Baal that was there last year. But what's even creepier than that is what they're talking about this year, and that is the transhumanist agenda. You heard the comments of Robert De Niro calling America a backward country, a place where science once reigned, but lately it has been replaced by ignorance. No, I tell you what, the people who are pushing this big government, global government, and things like transhumanism, that is true ignorance, even if it's masked in science. And when we look at what they're talking about, they got one guy there who had an antenna sticking out of his head. Now, he said that he was a cyborgist, and we've talked to these kinds of people from time to time. I've talked to the guy who had the transhumanist party that was running for president to try to get attention for that agenda. And I think it deserves attention. I think this is a very dangerous pagan idea, steeped in stupidity and ignorance about the nature of man, about the nature of technology, and where this could all lead. This particular guy, Neil Harbison, called himself a cyborgist, and he said that he's part technology, part human. He's a founder of the Trans Species Society. Because it's not enough to have a transgender society. We're rapidly jumping from one insane thing to the next. We go from transgender to transhumanism to trans species. I don't see myself as a human. He says, I have an internet connection in my head that allows me to receive colors from other parts of the world or to connect to satellites so I can send colors from space. Gender confusion, folks, is really child abuse. And as I've pointed out many times before, we have ages of consent, and we have agreed that below a certain age of consent, even if the child supposedly gives consent for sexual contact, it is statutory rape. Why do we do that? And why are we listening to these kids now to tell us how we should structure our society, that we should throw away long honored traditions that are built on an adult understanding of human nature and the nature of government? Why are we listening to these kids when we say they're not mature enough to make decisions about sexual relationships, they're not mature enough to make decisions about driving or drinking alcohol or getting tobacco, and now they're saying, the same people are saying, and they shouldn't have guns either, but they're going to tell us that we can't have guns. They want to treat us as children, and they want to treat the children as adults. And part of this transgender education that they are pushing so hard from the UN, from the federal government, the Department of Education, which should not exist. The federal government has no legitimate role in education, either from a pragmatic standpoint, but certainly not in the Constitution. They have no legitimate role, but they're using their position to push a variety of things. One of them is the transgender agenda. And they want the kids in kindergarten to make decisions about what sex they are, telling them, oh, don't worry about your biology. You decide what you want to be, what race you want to be as well. This is mental abuse, and it is paving the way for physical abuse of the children. That's why they're doing this. If they can pretend that the children are sophisticated enough that they can choose which gender that they are in kindergarten, in spite of what gender they are, then they can easily consent to sex, right? They are consenting to a particular gender so they can consent to a sexual act. But they have announced, as they put all of this emphasis in this Dubai conference, the World Government Summit, they have put all of their faith in transhumanism, artificial intelligence, and robots. You know, the demagogue party tells you, be aware of these Russian bots on Facebook and Twitter. When we come back, we're going to talk about the real threat from real robots and the real globalists. People like Jeff Bezos, who thinks he's going to live forever, he built a 10,000-year clock in West Texas. It's crazier stuff. Can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're going to talk about the CNN Dog and Pony Show yesterday and how Marco Rubio submitted himself to humiliation and then kind of capitulated in some embarrassing ways to these people, to the CNN crowd. We're going to get to the clips here in a moment. But before we do, I want to go back and just lay a little bit of foundation for why we should be concerned about this. It's not just crazy individuals who are doped up on drugs that they feed our kids, or who have lost any sensitivity to the real world or to real death, life and death. And it's not just the video games. I mean, staying on computers that much really does affect your judgment. And we know that teenagers don't have great judgment to start with. That's why we put restrictions on what they can do. Even though they look and can talk like an adult, they're not adults. Their brain's not fully developed. Their personality's not fully developed. They don't have a lot of experiences. We hope that they learn from other people's experiences. But, you know, experience is an expensive school. And a fool will not attend it. And that's the problem, is that, a fool will not attend a regular school. They will not learn from other people's experiences. And, so they do attend that school, even though it has an expensive consequence to it. But yesterday, as I was talking about Billy Graham, and, you know, I got home and my wife said, you got really upset about Billy Graham. I said, no, it wasn't about Billy Graham. I mean, I don't really have any personal attachment to Billy Graham. I feel sorry for his family, but they're mature Christians. And, they've had a loss. They're not going to be able to be around him in this world, but they know that he's in a better place. He knew that he was in a better place. They're mature Christians. I said, I wasn't a big follower of Billy Graham. I had nothing against him, but, you know, wasn't a teacher that I listened to a great deal. He was around when I was very young. And I said, no, I was thinking more of the America that he represented and how we've lost that and what has been lost. An America that would show up in massive crowds to listen to somebody talk about Christ. We don't have that anymore. Now it's a very controversial thing. You do something like that, you're going to be the object of hate. Can you imagine if he had a crusade like Billy Graham? He'd probably have all these Antifa demagogues show up and vandalize people's cars in the parking lot while they're listening or something. I mean, it's a very controversial thing now to talk about God and Christ. It wasn't when Billy Graham was around. He took criticism, but not the kind of vicious criticism that we get today. So I looked at that and I was sad about that being lost, but I was also concerned about what is happening now and what I see coming in the future. Because I see things like this Boston Dynamics robot, the robot dog, as Guardian puts it, to fight against humans, to fight back against humans, as linked on the Drudge Report. This is the one, and we showed it when it came up, but this is video number two, where it's not just exercising its ability to open the door, but it's exercising its ability to handle human opposition. And you got a human there who's trying to knock it down or knock its hand away as he's trying to open the door. He's hitting him with a hockey stick and so forth. And he continues to do it. And he continues to fight back against the human. And the Guardian says, you know, teaching robots to fight back against humans may not be something that we really want to do. It might end up harming us. You think? I mean, some people are starting to realize the reality of the weapons that are being created by the military, that have already been created by the military. I mean, they're talking about things like swarms of drones. I've read the Pentagon documents and the DARPA documents talking about the battlefield of 10, 20 years from now. And as horrific as it is, and it is worse than what you have seen in the Terminator series, and they're only looking at this as a decade out, they will also look at this as being a situation that to them has less cost because there's less skin in the game. That is, until the killer robots get to the city with the people in it. And then it's going to be Gigadeth, as Hugo de Garis talked about, in the Artelect Wars, the Artificial Intelligence Wars. And that part of it is coming very soon. And as Mikhail Thelen pointed out in the article where we covered that for InfoWars, he says, remember the Boston Dynamics, and it's not Boston Dynamics, folks, it's Google. Google has bought all the promising artificial intelligence companies. They bought all the promising robotics companies. They're not just there creepily looking at everything that you're doing online and cataloging it and selling it because you're their product. No, they are applying this stuff in the real world, and it's applied artificial intelligence, not the singularity that we're talking about. And of course, we've got Ray Kurzweil, who constantly talks about the singularity, and he says, well, I think it's less than 30 years away. And of course, Ray Kurzweil now works for Google as well, of course, right? They bought everybody and everything that has anything to do with artificial intelligence. Boston Dynamics, the best robotics company. Ray Kurzweil, who has been working on artificial intelligence for a long time, and he's saying that he thinks it'll be a 2045 singularity, the point in time when humans can create an artificial intelligence machine that is smarter than them. The Skynet scenario. How's that going to work out? They don't care. They don't care. They're just going to go through and do the technology. But, you know, they understand how this is going to work out. And as Mikhail pointed out, there's that robot you see there, the cheetah-like machine that's able to run more than 28 miles per hour. You got the 6.5-foot-tall robot that's capable of carrying a 100-pound object. And we've seen that biped robot that looks like a human. It's got a couple of cylinders on its arms. What would that be? Would that be like a place where they could put guns or something? All these people who are freaked out about guns that humans operate. And they don't care about the robotics. In the same way that we're looking at the problem that is happening right now, and it's a problem that we've had for a couple of decades, and that is the exportation of jobs and the importation of labor. So we're losing our high-value manufacturing jobs to other countries, and then we're importing cheap labor to take away even the entry-level positions from Americans. And people look at that and they say, well, that's a big problem. Let's look at it. But they don't see that very quickly we're going to have robots taking away the jobs from the people that they brought in here as well as the Americans. And when they talk about gun control, why is nobody talking about robotics control? We've just had a Republican and a Democrat put together what they call the AI caucus, telling us, oh, this is great. Technology has always been great for humans. No, not really. Technology is a good thing when it is equally shared. But when it is concentrated in the hands of a few people, whether it's a few rich people or whether it's a despotic government, technology makes things far, far worse. See, the things that made Western society right now, the technologies that we look at that have improved our life, they improved our life because they were widely shared. People like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are not looking at things that are going to be widely shared. They're going to get their share and in spades. And there you see the video, the two-legged robot, and You got a human knocking stuff out of his hand and pushing him back, and they're able to get their balance. You hang on to your guns, folks, because we're going to be needing them very badly very soon. Because our government, and that's what got me upset. I said, you want to turn your guns over to a government that is building robotic soldiers, swarms of drones for the battlefield, autonomous killing machines that don't require human intervention? These things are going to be far worse than nuclear weapons because they will be used at the drop of a hat. And then when it wipes out an entire city, oh, we had a software error. Sorry, that won't happen again. You know, just like we heard from the FBI when they didn't do background checks, or just like we heard from the Navy when they didn't do put the guy's information in the background check. Yeah, you know, mistakes were made. The FBI agent Gagliano, yeah, we got a big agency. We got 35,000 FBI agents. Yeah, things are going to fall through the cracks. Yeah, things are going to fall through the cracks with robotic soldiers. But nobody wants to control that, do they? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Your government is already at war with you, and it's laying a foundation for a much more serious, much deeper, much broader war, and you don't even realize it. You know, when the military talks about taking over another country, they talk about controlling their ability to move, to communicate, and to shoot. Well, what do we have? We've got a lot of talk this week about taking away your ability to shoot. And we've also got a lot of things being done on a daily basis to take away your ability to communicate. Social media is turned into socialist censorship. Google, Twitter, Facebook, taking down people that are conservative that they don't agree with. We've got now the publishing platform Medium doing it a day or so ago, coming after Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, Laura Loomer, specifically coming after them, taking them off of a platform that they used to say they build themselves as, quote, free and open platform for anyone to write their views and opinions. And if some people have looked at this high school student, David Hogg, and said, I've got some problems with this kid. Now, I don't think he's a crisis actor, like some people do. I do have some questions about some of the things that happened, like the timing of this video. The video looked very suspicious, these kids that he's interviewing, and they didn't look like they were in the throes of a shooting. Supposedly, it was happening during the shooting. But it turns out now that his video, unedited video, surfaced. And he says it's 9:32. Well, that was 4 hours before the shooting started. So there's something funny going on here. But you're not allowed to look at that. Because if you do, if you say anything about that, you get YouTube coming down your throat. You get censored by that. And you've even got articles from Wired Magazine saying, what took them so long? Remember when they had the, I think it was Twitter that went to Congress. It was one of the big three. I think it was Twitter. And you had a congressman berating the executive saying, I saw this story from InfoWars and it was trending. Why would you allow that to happen? Well, I'm so sorry, Senator. We're working on that. We're going to do better. Let's talk about this privately. We've got some new measures to be put in. Make sure that InfoWars stories don't trend. So yeah, they want to take away your ability to communicate. They want to take away your ability to shoot. And they want to take away your ability to move as well. That's what this whole smart cities agenda 21, the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. Yeah, what they're trying to do is sustain their power over you and to extend it. And so I was just talking about the fact that we've got these robots being built, interestingly enough, by the same people who were advocating for artificial intelligence, who own all these platforms of AI, people like Google. Many of them are saying, I don't know, you know, some individuals are saying, I don't think that this is really a problem, even though we've got individuals like Stephen Hawking saying that this is possibly the worst thing that mankind has ever been confronted with. Then you have Mark Zuckerberg come back and say, now that's stupid talk. You shouldn't talk like that. These are good things because Facebook is using AI. They're using, specific AI, applied AI, just like the self-driving cars will be used. And so then, you know, you've got the Pentagon is asking for your help in analyzing satellite images. They want to automate this process, of course. And they're doing it in conjunction with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. So I pointed out the Geospatial Intelligence Agency is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. Really became its own agency at the beginning of the millennial. And James Clapper has been associated with that most closely of more so than even his job as DNI. He was at the Geospatial Intelligence conventions, keynote speaker many times, one of the first directors of that. And things like activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, that's where they focus. And now they want your help to analyze satellite images, says Wired Magazine. They're now offering $100,000 prizes to develop algorithms that can interpret high-resolution satellite images. Well, that sounds fine, right? Entrants will be given a trove of hand-annotated satellite images released by the Pentagon to train algorithms to identify details that are relevant to disaster relief or humanitarian missions. Yeah, that's always that way. They aren't really training robots to kill us, right? The robots are there to help us in humanitarian ways. They are there to serve mankind. They come in peace. They're going to be helping us with disaster relief. You know, when DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, was developing their robot competition, Boston Dynamics and these other companies, there was several companies that were involved in it. The promising ones were all purchased by Google. And they came up with this and they said, yeah, this is, we need this because, we had that Fukushima accident. So we need robots like this for Fukushima. It's for disaster relief and humanitarian missions. But you just saw the videos. You know what Boston Dynamics is doing. You don't need a robot that can run at 28 miles per hour for humanitarian missions. They are militarizing this. The DARPA people are military people. This is not for disaster relief and humanitarian missions. And if you don't think that our government would do that, then you don't realize that our government is perfectly willing to destroy a city like Aleppo and all the children in it because they want a regime change. Why do they want a regime change? Well, so they can get their dictator in who will push their natural gas to Europe from their sources. It's just that crass. It's just that commercial. That's what the military-industrial complex does. Don't think of the fact that this is about truth, justice, and the American way. Don't be that naive. I mean, go back to this project. Now, the Pentagon wants your help to analyze satellite images and do it by algorithm. Remember a few years ago, back in 2007, 11 years ago, people noticed when they first started looking at Google Earth images, they said, look at this military base, this naval base in the Coronado Naval Amphibious Base near San Diego. And when people looked at it, they said, they got a building there that looks like a Nazi swastika. And the Navy said, well, it was accidental, but I can understand that you would be offended by that. So we'll allocate $600,000 to change the shape of that barracks. It turns out it's a barracks that houses the Navy SEALs. And they said, it's just an accident. We didn't have anything to do with that. The problem is that, you know, even though you could say, well, okay, maybe it was an architectural accident. Maybe nobody noticed on the plans when they looked at the, you always got an aerial view on the plans. Nobody said, oh, gee, that looks like a swastika. Swastikas have been around, even if it was. I mean, the Nazis didn't invent it, but they did appropriate it. And when they appropriated it, they took the swastika that had been around in India and many other countries, and they specifically put it at a 45-degree angle. And this building, the swastika, is at a 45-degree angle to true north. So anybody that was looking at those plans would see, just as we saw on Google Earth, a swastika. A Nazi swastika. And then, that was 2007. Fast forward to 2016. This is the guy, they've been working on this. Remember, they allocated $600,000. In 2016, one individual looked at this and said, you've spent $14 million on that building and it still looks like a swastika. I mean, they spent 28 times what had been allocated, typical Pentagon, and they didn't change it from the Nazi swastika. So why is it there?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Control their movement, control their communications, control their ability to shoot. That's the pattern of conquest. And so let's talk a little bit about this controlling ability of people to move. We've got NVIDIA making facial recognition AI for smart city surveillance. And this is from NextGov.com. Because the government loves this. So it's the government that wants to know everywhere that you're going. And they're going to track you. And they're going to control your ability, your means to be able to move around. They're going to take away your ability and your means to own your own transportation. This is something that we've taken for granted in this country. Even the founders never really thought about it, because transportation and movement wasn't that big a deal. with them. They did put in amendments to protect our ability to communicate and to shoot. But they didn't think about movement, because they moved very slowly, if at all. And we're going to be moving at a pace that is going to be slower than they moved at, for sure, because they're going to keep us locked in the cities. But we will have to get permission to get out of the cities, unlike they did. NVIDIA is now making this facial recognition, and here's how they describe it. They say, according to one of the companies, the technology can continuously scan faces 24/7, and it can automatically identify and track individuals with a 99% accuracy. And the government wants this very badly. This has been the key thrust of geospatial intelligence. They have been doing this by collecting metadata on people. The phones are such an effective device. Remember the slides that came from Ed Snowden, but they were released in Germany. Der Spiegel had them. They were never widely reported here in America. The three slides that said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show the Apple 1984 Super Bowl commercial, iconic. That was when the Mac was created. Then they show the next slide that this would become Big Brother, and they show a picture of Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone. And the third slide was, and that they would line up and pay for it. That's how stupid they think you are. You zombies will pay for your own Big Brother monitoring device. Well, they're going to do better than that. They're going to monitor your face. And as Zero Hedge points out, the Trump administration is going to test biometric programs to scan the faces of drivers. They're going to be doing this in the name of border control. And as I said before, we've got to be very careful about border control, because a lot of the things and the technology and the mechanisms that are being put in here, the national identity card that they want you to have so that you can get a job. Don't worry, that's going to protect your job from foreigners. Yeah, right. There'll still be a black market. Be a black market in labor, but they will have this mandatory E-Verify will become the de facto electronic identity card. And then we got a big wall to keep us in. And then they're going to be putting up biometric programs to scan our faces as we're driving. But don't worry. It's the good guys who are doing this. It's the American government that's doing this. Let me tell you something. This border war is going to be the new drug war in terms of coming after our privacy and our liberty. The drug war that they created, the drug war that has turned Mexico into a literal war zone with more people being killed there than in Afghanistan by a long shot. And that violence spilling over into our country. And then they'll use that. It's always crisis solution, crisis solution. We need to create a crisis, and here's our solution. And only our solution will be tolerated. It's a U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Is preparing to launch a pilot program to scan the faces of drivers and passengers near McAllen, Texas. And this is the way they reported it in the local paper here in Austin. They said, thanks to quantum leaps and facial recognition technology. Oh, thank you for those leaps. I was just saying, you know, what we need is more facial recognition technology. So thank you for bringing that about. Especially over the past year, the future is now arriving sooner than most Americans realize. And you don't even realize. You don't realize the time frame, and you don't realize most Americans. I'm not talking about our listeners. I think our listeners do, but you need to be explaining this to other people. You don't realize how quickly it's going to get here. As early as this summer, CBP will set up a pilot program to digitally scan the faces of drivers and passengers while they are in moving vehicles at this busy port just outside of McAllen. The Texas-Mexico border is being used as a testing ground for technology. And after they create a problem with uncontrolled immigration, after they incentivize uncontrolled immigration, after they tell everybody with their DACA proclamation, stand down, we're not going to enforce the borders, we're not going to enforce the laws, then they're going to come in after they've created this problem with a real heavy solution. Oh, you know what we need? We need a complete surveillance state for everybody. We need to have everybody get permission from Washington before they can get a job. We need to know everything about you, a little bit about you for our files, Mrs. Robinson. And the Hill says it's time to take back our privacy from tech companies. You know that you are the product, right? And this op-ed piece from the Hill is saying, well, you know, your data, your information, that's really personal property. That's right. That's why we said it's protected under the Fourth Amendment. Their position is always you don't have a protection against your information because the founders didn't have a telephone. So they created the fiction that they could use these PIN numbers to track us. And that was an intrusion, and they didn't need a search warrant for it. Now they say, well, your cell phone, you're broadcasting stuff with your cell phone. You know the way they work? Your cell phone is actually a radio, so you're actually broadcasting. Why would I need a search warrant if you're broadcasting? And besides, the founders never had cell phones, so they didn't intend to protect cell phones from intrusion by the government. No, it's your personal property, your personal effects. And they come into your house, they break into your computer, they watch everything that you're doing in your house. They don't get a search warrant for that either. So companies and governments use eminent domain and other seizure processes to take that property. We need to have due process. We need to be compensated for the property that's taken, is what they're saying. So we can't stop them. So this guy writes an op-ed piece saying, well, shouldn't we get paid when they take our property and the information about us that is the stock and trade of Facebook and Google? Shouldn't we at least be paid for that? That's how pathetic this has become. All right, let's look at the communication side of this. As I pointed out earlier, we have Medium, which used to be billing itself as a free and open platform for anybody to write their views and opinions. And they say, we have seen an increase and an evolution of online hate, abuse, harassment, and disinformation. And we will not allow calls for intolerance, exclusion, or segregation based on protected characteristics unless they disagree with you. And then if Medium disagrees with you, then they will give you intolerance, exclusion, and segregation, which is what they have done to Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, Laura Loomer, and many others. As they are suspending anybody that they dislike, they apply intolerance, exclusion, and segregation. That is the socialist censorship of social media that's coming out. And then just on Tuesday night, you had Twitter going around and locking thousands of conservative pro-Trump accounts. See, this is the interesting thing. And you got a hashtag Twitter lockout talking about that. Here's one example. A woman named Gretchen Smith tweeted a picture of herself Wednesday morning and said she is actually not a Russian robot. As I said earlier, we're not worried about the real robots that are being built by Google to go to war with humanity. No, we're not worried about that. We're worried about these fictional Russian robots. And they've got trolls and they got robots out there, and we've seen how they're used. I mean, I retweeted, if you go to my Twitter account and go back a few days, you'll see a tweet that I retweeted from Julian Assange. My account is Libertarian, but he was tweeting and showing, it was a graphic, and he had captured about 26 different accounts, and they all had exactly the same thing as an original account. It wasn't a retweet, it was an original, and it was exactly the same thing that was being said to criticize Trump. They said, oh yeah, let's talk about those Russian robots that are allied with Trump. But this woman, Gretchen Smith, comes up, puts a picture up there and says, tweets out, I am not a bot. I am a founder of Code of Vets, a spokesperson for Stump for Trump. I was locked out. I lost 3,300 followers in the interim. See, these lockouts, these shutdowns are being focused ideologically. They want to take away our ability to communicate. And we'll talk about the ability to shoot when we come back. Stay with us.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Like a man, not like a woman if you're a man, not like a cyborg if you want to buy into this transhumanism, or some kind of a chimera if you're into this trans-speciesism that they are working very hard on, and they've now got the tools to make that happen. But we're not paying any attention to that. We can't even get people to understand basic civil liberties. So we've been talking about the threat to your movement, the threat to your communication. You know, one of the things that surfaced in the last day or so, besides the censorship on Twitter, besides the censorship on Medium, we now have YouTube actively coming after anybody that says crisis actor. David Hogg, crisis actor. Now, I don't think he's a crisis actor. As I said before, I think he is desperate for attention, just like the teenagers who were so desperate for attention that they would put poisonous Tide Pods in their mouth, getting very sick. Could potentially be fatal. They're desperate for attention. They're not mature individuals. He is somebody who has very close ties to a lot of very powerful people in media and government. But nevertheless, I don't necessarily think that he's a crisis actor. One of the things that happened with this was he had people linked to a clip with him complaining about a lifeguard in Los Angeles last summer and say, look, he's in California. Now he's saying he's a student here. Well, that was legit. He was there, for the summer. But there are other questions that are not legit. But even if that was not explained, can't people have an open discussion to explain that? I mean, I've seen people argue back and forth. Maybe you disagree with me, but I don't think that is evidence of him being a crisis actor. Not at all. But then there are other questions, but you're not allowed to question. You're not allowed to discuss because YouTube will shut it down. They apologized for a video that came out with that. And now they're actively pushing down any video or deleting videos or putting marks against channels that say he was a crisis actor. But then take a look at this video, because I think one of the things that was suspicious was this closet video that he shot where he interviews a couple of girls and they're saying that there is an active shooting event going on. And now, they want to see gun control enacted. One of the girls says, oh yeah, I used to like guns, but I don't like guns anymore. I wanted to own a gun someday, but I don't want to own a gun anymore. They don't seem very, very concerned about this. That was the first thing I looked at. I thought that's kind of odd the way they're acting. But then we had this surface, and I'll play a little bit of an excerpt for you here. And this, he gives a time date stamp of 9:30 in the morning. Now, maybe there's a legitimate reason for this. Let's hear it. But we're not allowed to have that discussion because YouTube is going to censor that. And see, the problem is, if this is something that is phony and orchestrated, perfect way to do it would be to put out some stories that jump the shark, that go too far, that say something is suspicious or phony that isn't suspicious or phony. And then that inoculates him from any criticism or analysis about other things that truly are. And then they add the controls of YouTube and social media. But let's play that clip where he's talking, the unedited clip. He gives the time and date. You'll hear this. Let's play that clip.
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be, because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore, and that it doesn't deserve to happen to anyone, and that no amount of money should make it more easily accessible to get guns. And that's that.
This is Alex View. This recording was taken at 9:32, February 14th, 2018. Alex, are you okay with me recording this?
Yes, I am okay with you recording this.
Okay.
I personally have rallied for, gun rights and less control, not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoint. I wanted to be a junior NRA member. I wanted to learn how to hunt. I was always fascinated by guns as a young
Okay, girl. Let's stop it there. First of all, these two girls that he's talking to, as I said, they don't seem like they're very distraught, but they definitely don't like guns. And one of them said, oh yes, I was a big supporter of gun rights, but I don't want them anymore. But you heard him before he begins the interview with the second girl. He says, I'm talking to so-and-so and it's 9:32 and do you consent to this? Well, that was 4 hours before the shooting. So that needs to be questioned. But of course, the guardians of truth are not going to allow that to be questioned. And Wired Magazine has a story. Parkland conspiracies overwhelm the internet's broken trending tools. Isn't that a shame? They're supposed to have their trending tools. What they mean by trending tools are their censorship tools. And they said it takes a special sort of heartlessness to create a conspiracy video about a teenage survivor as one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. Okay, so if you question this, anything about it, you're heartless. Heartless. Shut up. Don't ask questions. CNN would never manufacture any news, even though we have shown many times where they did that. Remember the fake air raids? Remember the disappearing nose of Anderson Cooper supposedly interviewing people in Connecticut around the Sandy Hook shooting, and he wasn't on site and so forth? They would never manufacture anything. And don't ever question CNN. Don't ever question an official government narrative. And don't you dare question any of these students. You're heartless if you do. You're heartless. Now, you should always question everything. But then they go on to talk about the fact that they've got to, because this is the Wired magazine, they're looking at the technological side of this. They say Facebook and YouTube, you know, they've got these algorithms. They're just not good enough. They've got to do more with their algorithms. And I'm looking at this and it's like, well, wait a minute. Why is an algorithm not a bot? It is a bot. You've got bots that spam people. You got bots that put out automated tweets. And some of these bots are coming after Trump. A lot of them are coming after Trump. So are we using algorithmic bots to censor humans? Oh, yes, we are. Just gave you examples of that from Twitter and other things. So they want to say they've got bots out there to shut down the other bots, but those bots of Facebook and Twitter are actually shutting down humans. They're actually censoring human speech. And it's not just the left, and it's not just the bots, and it's not just Facebook and Google and Twitter. Here's a story about CPAC, which is coming up, the conservative political action conference. And you got conservative commentator Pam Geller, and she had a panel that was going to be talking about free speech. And now CPAC is going to censor the guy who runs Gateway Pundit because they didn't like these posts that were critical of the students who are pushing gun control. And so they said, we don't want him anywhere near CPAC. So she says, okay, well, if we're not going to have, if we're going to do that kind of stuff, then we're not going to have a panel on free speech. That would be kind of ridiculous. If you're going to exclude Croft at Gateway Pundit, we're just going to Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit. If he's not going to be allowed to participate because you don't agree with his content, then we're not going to have a panel on free speech. Because CPAC doesn't get to decide what is talked about if you have free speech any more than YouTube, Google, or Facebook, or the Democrat Party. That's shutting down our communication. How dare you be the guardians of free speech and pretend that you're on the side? It's a private party. They can have anybody that they want. Let's understand that. But don't pretend that you're going to have a panel on free speech and then you say, well, we don't like this guy's speech, so he can't come. That's the ultimate in hypocrisy. All right, let's go to what CNN has done. You know, CNN, we just talked earlier in the week about how Russian trolls had worked on both sides of the political spectrum, and they had organized many anti-Trump marches, and they had gotten Michael Moore to join with them on this. But then you've got CNN doing the super creepy act of singling out an elderly lady, Florian Gruen Goldfarb, down in Broward County. They looked at her Facebook page and they said, oh, we think that she's a robot or that she's involved with robots. And I want to play for you that video where CNN confronts her and doxes her.
What part of it in this is a cover-up? Are you saying that's not true or what?
The Russians, I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
It's accusing this lady of being Russian agent.
You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not.
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legit.
The McCarthyism of
those
CNN.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
That group was Russian.
I had nothing to do with the Russians. The
groups, apparently you did.
No.
Maybe you didn't know it, but you did.
When you're talking like this, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I'm
I don't either. I don't want to have anything to do with CNN. Go ahead. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. But you know what? Isn't that deplorable? Oh, wait a minute. That's us. We're the deplorables. I think it's deplorable for CNN to hunt her down, to expose her, and she got abuse threats, violent threats after he exposed her. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Heard that disgusting CNN reporter, Drew Griffin, look up a lady in Florida, elderly lady, and try to expose her as a Russian agent. You were trying to be patriotic, right? Yeah, I was trying to be patriotic. I had a Facebook page that supported President Trump. Well, you know, being patriotic was the name of a Russian troll group. Therefore, you're a Russian. And then all the hate mail that she gets after that. I mean, there was nothing to this. She said, you're talking like that, I'm not even going to talk to you. But she was doxxed. She was exposed, according to these other people, as a Russian agent. And now has violent threats of abuse put after her. And so the question is, why would Rubio and President Trump, even at the White House, why would they submit themselves to a CNN orchestrated event like this? You got a CNN program of hate, a program of hate for the Second Amendment, a program of hate for the NRA, for guns, for President Trump, for Marco Rubio, all the usual suspects. And you know you're not going to get a fair shake from a criminal group like this, CNN. Just disgusting. And as they're running this thing out, I got a clip here from Marco Rubio, kind of caving on the idea that we've got to have some more laws because, you know, what? Why do we need more laws? Because they didn't use the ones that they have, did they? I mean, he was reported 39 times. He was reported twice to the FBI, 39 times to local police, school officials, school deputies, the local police. Nobody did anything. But we need more background checks, they say. And we need to make sure that 18-year-olds can't get that particular weapon because that weapon is really scary. And so here's Marco Rubio now pandering on CNN. He just can't take the heat. Here's Rubio.
Number one, Fred. I absolutely believe that in this country, if you are 18 years of age, you should not be able to buy a rifle, and I will support a law that takes that right away.
Fantastic.
Well, then you can't have 18-year-olds in the military then either, can you?
I will support the banning of bump stocks, and I know that the president has ordered the attorney general to do it, and if he doesn't, we should do it by law.
A bump stock is a gimmick.
System so that it includes more information,
and so is his prohibition.
Includes now. And that all states across the country are required or incentivized to report all the information into it. And let me tell you what I've done already. In last year, when we came up with our budget in the Senate, I pushed for and got approved $50 million a year through the Sandy Hook Initiative to provide a threat assessment fund for all states to be able to stand up in each of the school districts, a way to identify people who could potentially do this and get
that did a lot of good, didn't it? $50 million. Yeah, that really helped in this shooting, didn't it? Good for you, Rubio. Glad you did that.
And making it widely available for everyone around the country. Now, I think what you're asking about is the assault weapons ban.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what is an assault weapon?
If I believed that
I don't know, ban it.
Prevented this from happening, I would support it.
There we go. Okay. And so he was berated by a high school student, berated saying, I'm not going to listen to that, Senator Rubio. It's hard to look at you and not look down the barrel of an AR-15 and not look at Nicholas Cruz. But that's the point. You're here and there's some people who are not here. And so he's got to do something about it. He's not going to address the root causes of it. He's going to throw money at it. He's going to create more government programs, presumably more background checks that, you know, they didn't do at the Texas shooting. You know, all of this stuff that they didn't put in their, they didn't enforce these laws. But there was an individual who had an AR-15. Remember that? Stephen Williford? Classic case of a guy who's there at the scene, not a police officer, a guy there at the scene, had a gun. He stopped him. He stopped him. Had the same gun that they want to take away from everybody. You even have a situation there in that county. The Broward sheriff says, we're going to have officers there guarding the place. Well, good. That's a step that will help things. And then a reporter says, but wait a minute. Are there going to be AR-15s? And she doesn't even want to trust the sheriff's deputies with AR-15s. I mean, they got uniforms. They got real nice uniforms. But he doesn't even want to trust them with it. He goes, don't worry, they'll be safe. We need to have something that's going to be effective. And so do I. We'll be right back, and so do you.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I just said at the top of the hour, the irrational hatred of a particular tool to defend oneself, the AR-15, and again, they're saying, oh, assault rifles. But, you know, they don't even know what an assault rifle is. It's anything that scares them. One thing that Rubio did say that was important, he said, well, you say that you want to ban assault rifles. Well, the difference between an assault rifle and most of these others, in most cases, is just a plastic handle at the end of it. There's no other difference to it, and which is exactly right. And then Marco Rubio goes on to say, but we're going to ban bump stocks. And it's like a bump stock. Again, this is a gimmick for a gun. Nobody is going to be nearly as effective with a bump stock as they would be shooting in semi-automatic mode. But it's also a gimmick that the politicians are resorting to. So the politicians have a gimmick prohibition, and they're going to apply it to a gimmick device, and we're all going to feel better. No, we aren't. It's not going to appease these people. Not at all. And what it's going to do is set up a very dangerous precedent if we do it the way that Rubio and Trump are talking about doing it, having Attorney General Jeff Sessions just do it arbitrarily. In the same way that they said, we're not going to enforce the laws that protect the border. We're not going to protect the immigration laws. That was Homeland Security doing that. So we call that DACA. And so then they're going to say, well, hey, you know, they did that with the Border Patrol with DACA. So let's just have a prohibition the same way for these particular devices. We can do that too. And guess what? So can the next president. And they can do some very wide prohibitions, some sweeping prohibitions of the Second Amendment. Because, you know, if Homeland Security doesn't have to pay any attention to the border laws or to the borders themselves, then, of course, Trump and Rubio don't have to pay any attention to the Second Amendment of the Constitution. They can do whatever they want. See, that's the really scary part about it, because we have to have control of our government. Now, everybody's talking about gun control. Nobody talks about government control. That's what the Bill of Rights was about, government control I'm all for government control. Government is out of control. And everybody in their naivete appeals to government to solve all of their problems. And the worst part about this is they make a federal case out of everything. It used to be kind of a joke. You know, somebody makes a big deal out of something and you say, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, now everything is a federal case. So this is where we are now. But before we do any more on guns, I wanted to talk to William Jasper. We now got him on the line. William Jasper, of course, has joined us many times. He is the editor of The New American, one of my favorite publications. And joining us now is William Jasper. You can find that publication at thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Jasper.
My pleasure again, David.
Well, what's on your mind? I mean, I've been talking about gun control, and I know you've had a lot of articles of The New American about gun control. I mentioned an article earlier about the World Government Summit, the excellent article at New American about that, exposing all the details, how they're openly talking about New World Order and so forth. But you've got an article about Mueller and these so-called indictments. And, of course, an indictment is no big deal. You can indict a ham sandwich. It's not a big deal when you put an indictment against people in a foreign country that there's absolutely no way you're ever going to be arresting them and putting them in trial. This is a really big way to do a CYA, isn't it?
Well, it is. This is the indictment that were issued last Friday, 13 Russians. And yep. Then on Tuesday, after the three-day weekend, another indictment was dropped. 13 Russians and three entities, corporate entities. The establishment media has tried to make it appear that this is very big stuff. This is very serious, that these are very solid charges, and that this indicates a vast conspiracy by Russia in the last election. And, of course, if there were truth to that, and to the degree that there is any truth to it, I'm not saying that none of these things happened, but we haven't seen the evidence yet. And when you put it in the context of what has been going on for the past year by the major media, by the all of the Clinton apparatus in the Democratic Party, the Clinton-Obama apparatus, and by the so-called intelligence community. And I say so-called because the intelligence community involves many agencies and many thousands of individuals, many of whom are very dedicated, patriotic Americans. But when you look at the leadership, the political leadership, the political appointees who have politicized and weaponized these intelligence agencies against the United States, against the United States Constitution, against our constitutionally elected president and his administration, and against millions of Americans, eavesdropping, surveillance on, monitoring, emails, Facebook, everything that you do on the internet.
That's right.
When you put those indictments in the context of this ongoing, we call the deep state attack on Donald Trump, and it's not just on Donald Trump, but on our government, on our form of government, our Constitution that they have taken oaths of office to uphold.
And on the American people, as you pointed out. I mean, that's the key thing here, is that they have violated the Constitution and the rules that they have to stay within, because we put rules on government because we give them so much power. They have a tremendous amount of power. William Binney said they have more power and they're worse than the Stasi because they have more power. So they're ignoring those rules, they're spying on Americans, and then they go open with this. And they go openly political with it. And that's the real thing that everybody should be concerned about.
Right, and so even people who don't like Donald Trump and who are leftists and who support an increase of the welfare state and whatnot should be very concerned about this. And it's heartening to see that there are many on the left who recognize that this is an all-out attack using the intelligence community, which has been weaponized and politicized for this, to take out stage a coup against the constitutionally elected government of Donald Trump. So whether one likes him or not, or agrees with him or not, it should be very clear that what we are seeing here is an unprecedented attack using all the levers of power that the establishment has, particularly in this case, what I just wrote about regarding the Mueller indictments, which is really frightening, is the way in which we can see that the globalists, through their various apparatuses, the Council on Foreign Relations and whatnot, have over the last 50 years completely taken control of our top intelligence agencies. And they are using
And before we get that, I want to underscore what you just said about why people on the left should be coming together on this. And this cognitive dissonance that I see with both the left and the right. You know, the, as you pointed out, the people on the left should understand that this is a vast, a politicized apparatus that can be used against anybody. It can be used against them in the future. And so well, they should be concerned about this. And on the right, we see the people who released that FISA memo holding it until the day after they had reauthorized President Trump. So you look at President Trump and it's like, all right, he sees that, that this is a politicized organization. He sees that they were coming after him personally. And yet he and the Republicans who knew that they were being spied on, just like Dianne Feinstein when she started investigating the CIA, they came after her staffers. And yet they continue to reauthorize this thing. In the same way that they say, Trump is Hitler, but give him your guns. We only want the government to have guns. I mean, there's this cognitive dissonance where nobody looks at liberty. They're so divided politically that they're doing things that are totally irrational. If you think the other people are so bad or you think this organization is so bad, why are you continually empowering it? I, that's the thing that I don't understand. That's the thing we need to get both the left and the right to come together on.
Absolutely. This crosses ideological boundaries and political partisanship. We should all be in favor of restricting government to its constitutionally limited form.
Yes. Power. Yes. Well, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the forces that were at work in this, as William Jasper, the New American, points out in his article. But yeah, when we're talking about government control, let's have a little bit of gun control. Let's have some government control. And let's have some control of the surveillance state. We do have it in the Constitution.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to William Jasper of The New American. We've temporarily lost that connection, but as soon as we reestablish that, we're going to get him back. We were just talking before we went to the break about the cognitive dissonance between both the left and the right, frankly, in terms of the surveillance state, in terms of gun control. You know, we have the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was really about government control, but the people who hate Trump so much don't want that anymore. And here's the syllogism, okay, of the people on the left, the cognitive dissonance. Okay, Trump is evil, but Trump is head of the government. Therefore, I don't want any government control. I don't want something that says the government can't do this or that to me. And then when we're talking about the surveillance state and the Mueller indictments with Mr. Jasper, we don't want any controls of searching Americans. We want to take away the Fourth Amendment. Just let them do whatever they want to. You know, that is the cognitive dissonance that is affecting both the left and the right. And so he's writing in this story. I want to get his, have him fill in the actors inside the deep state. He talks about the Obama, Clinton, Comey, Lynch, Mueller deep state. You know, we are so focused. They want us to focus on Putin. It's kind of like somebody in Florida back in the day saying, oh yeah, we got Charles Manson in California and Ted Bundy is still killing people. Serially killing people, still operating in Florida, but the people in Florida say, we're not worried about him. We're worried about Charles Manson. That's what they're trying to do with Vladimir Putin. Not to say that he's not a Charles Manson, but we have a Ted Bundy that is operating in our neighborhood, don't we, Mr. Jasper?
That's a very good analogy. I think that's very important to make. And when we talk about the cognitive dissonance on both the right and left, Republicans and Democrats, let me stipulate that in questioning the Mueller investigation and this big push, which has been on for over a year, to blame the Clinton failure in the elections on a Russian campaign manipulating American voters and manipulating our election process, is something that has boxed many of the Trump defenders into, they think, the necessity to defend Putin and to say that Putin is not a problem. Well, right. We're not falling for that trap. The New American was investigating and opposing Vladimir Putin back when Hillary Clinton was all chummy with him and when she was resetting the button with Sergei Lavrov and with Putin and Medvedev. And when she was over in Skolkovo helping them build the big new technology, Silicon Valley, just outside of Moscow. We were exposing that and saying, Putin's not a good guy. He's not our ally. Let's not give him all this high tech, which she and Bill Clinton and the rest of the Obama administration were putting in. So,
and let's not forget that Uranium One was a move by the Russians to get hegemony on uranium supplies. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton and Comey and Mueller and these guys, right? They were all involved in that, Rosenstein. And yet, it was a move by the Russians to dominate. They're moving in ways. But they put all this stuff out there, and they put all this stuff about these indictments that you're writing about here. I mean, obviously, this was dropped on a Friday. If they thought it was big news, if they thought it was really going to support their case, they wouldn't have dropped it on a Friday afternoon, especially the week we'd had a mass shooting. So they knew that there really wasn't anything there. They're trying to make something out of this. But the involvement that they're talking about here, even though the Russians try to manipulate us and we do the same thing to them, it was a very, very, very small part of what was spent on advertising or discussion or whatever. The contribution was very minimal.
Well, yes. And the players, I don't know who all these individuals are. Nobody that I haven't seen anything that really goes into any of their background. And mm-hmm. since Russia is not an open society, we don't really know. The one guy who runs the catering outfit that supposedly Putin's cook, Putin's caterer, supposedly a billionaire or multimillionaire, Probazak or whatever his name is. He is supposedly a player in Russia, but we don't even know that with any great certainty. But the key thing here is that when you look at all of the supposed accusations that are presented, there is no evidence presented in the indictment. And frequently indictments, they don't provide all of the supporting evidence. But it's going to be, even if they were able to indict, well, they've indicted, but to arrest and bring these people to trial, it is rather dubious at this point that they would find enough evidence to convict them. So this is theatrics. This is charade. This is a way, as I put it, for Mueller and those behind him to put some points on the board. They've been trying for over a year to make a convincing case that the Russians, that Putin was involved in throwing the election. Remember, that whole accusation surfaced with Hillary Clinton herself. And why did that come about? That came about because WikiLeaks announced, Julian Assange announced, that he was going to dump in July of 2016 a massive new amount of documents about Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And he had already dumped a number of other WikiLeaks documents that really exposed Clinton and the DNC. And they needed to preempt him. And so what they did was try to shift public attention. And they were successful in large measure because of all of their accomplices in the media, their allies, who shifted from what was in the contents of the emails to the provenance of them, how they were acquired and who released them.
Exactly.
And so
a great way to deflect attention away from what was happening in the Democrat Party, because people were upset that Hillary Clinton had bought the party, literally bought a bankrupt party, and was running out her competition. And there were a lot of people who liked Bernie Sanders, and they were angry about that, but she didn't want anybody to see that and divide her political party. So they created this boogeyman over here. They created essentially a red herring.
Absolutely. And so then they just began saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. Putin wanted wants Trump to be elected. And that's what she did in her debates then. She kept bringing that up. She went on the offense, so that the contents of the WikiLeaks revelations about her and Podesta and all of the money they'd been making in Russia wouldn't be covered. And all of her media accomplices assisted her in that. They immediately shifted the attention to Trump. And the evidence-less accusations that he was controlled by Putin and had relations in Russia. There's a very important point here that, at the time when the DNC leaks, the emails came out, Hillary Clinton and the DNC brought in CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is
their contractor.
A contractor.
And they basically told the FBI, there's nothing to see, go away, don't bother us. And the FBI said, oh, so sorry to take up your time.
So this is important that it was this DNC cybersecurity company run by a Russian.
Yeah.
No less. By Dmitry Alpha.
There's your real collusion. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with William Jasper, thenewamerican.com. Stay with us.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William Jasper. editor of The New American. You can find it at thenewamerican.com. And Mr. Jasper, I want to get your comments on this, because as we're looking at this, these Mueller indictments, I think everybody that's looked at it pretty much agrees that there's not really anything here that justifies the continuance of this, that this was kind of a move to cover himself and to try to keep this investigation going. But it's also the sort of thing, if he's trying to show that there's progress, to me this hits at the elephant in the room, and that is the special prosecutor law that expired in 1999. We don't have a special prosecutor law. If we did, there would have been a presentment of, this is what I think happened, and I would like further investigation of it because it can't be investigated internally. That's the whole idea. He would take that to the Attorney General. The Attorney General would then appoint a three-judge panel. The three-judge panel then would appoint the special prosecutor. Well, somebody would have taken it. They would appoint the special prosecutor, and then he would have to continually go back on a regular basis. I think it was like once every 3 months, to make reports to that three-judge panel to see if the investigation should keep going. But now we don't have any law. And what he does to keep this investigation going is he plays a PR game in the press. I mean, isn't that really the elephant in the room, that we don't have any law? We don't have any legal authority for this special prosecutor at this point?
Very true. Very true. And I don't often agree with Professor Alan Dershowitz. He's way off on the left side, but he's been very good on this.
He has
over and over again, that there is no basis for this special prosecutor. When Trump was accused of obstruction of justice for firing Comey, he said that's not obstruction of justice. That's within the president's constitutional purview to do that. Mm-hmm. And the same thing here with the special prosecutor. That is not something which people are acting like this is he's a paragon of virtue and this is a sacrosanct institution. It is not. As you pointed out, we are now operating without the rule of law. And
we don't know how this is going to end, because there's no process for how this ends. This could go on forever. I mean, it even began with the thing, we're going to somehow investigate this nebulous Russian collusion thing. And it's not an investigation of any Russians or any Russian trolls or bot factories or anything. This is an investigation of Trump. Everybody knows that. And that's why they let that special prosecutor law expire, because they knew that it would be an investigation of a man and not an investigation of a crime. That's what it had already become, and they let it expire. But now we have an investigation of a man or an administration.
Right. And so it's going to be ongoing. What they want to do now is at least show some progress. As you know, I'm sure you've run the CNN reporter, the gal from a couple months ago. She said, out here in the districts, people aren't concerned about the Russian scandal. But that's all we talk about here on CNN. And so they know they have a problem that CNN and MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they keep churning this every day, the Huffington Post, etc., trying to put legs under this wobbly Russiagate investigation, keeping everybody focused on that while they're sabotaging the administration in many other ways. And so you have here, like as we began pointing out, James Clapper and John Brennan and James Comey and Mueller and all of these people who have been at the highest levels of our intelligence and law enforcement communities, clearly weaponizing, politicizing their institutions. And now that they have left, they have been given voice to unprecedented. Here you have Clapper and Brennan, all these guys appearing now as they've been hired by CNN and MSNBC. And you have all of these spooks, these people who've come out of the agencies that are now commentators nightly attacking Trump on the major media.
Operation Mockingbird has now gone direct, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It used to be that they had to hire these journalists, usually print journalists, but some of them broadcast journalists, with money or prostitutes or whatnot. Now they're just openly giving them the whole platform. And so particularly when you have spokes liars who like Brennan and Clapper, who've been caught publicly lying to Congress under oath, lying to the American people, they're not being prosecuted, and they're lying about actual crimes. And when it comes to FISA court, as the FISA court document that you folks showed on InfoWars points out, the court itself said what they were doing was illegal. And there's been no penalties for Comey, for Sally Yates, for Rosenstein, for any of the people who signed off on those fraudulent FISA court warrants.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. You know, where is, if they're going to play this special prosecutor game when there is no special prosecutor law, where's the special prosecutor for these people? Because we had Comey coming out and saying, hey, Hillary Clinton violated national security, and there's no question about it. And then he says, but we're not going to punish her. I mean, they have the audacity. This is what is so concerning about this, is the overt saying we are above the law. That's what all these people are saying. They say we don't have a law for a special prosecutor, but we're going to continue it indefinitely. And Hillary Clinton can violate any and all laws that she wants to violate, and we're going to continue this indefinitely. You know, I've talked to Charles Ortel, William, and he pointed out that Hillary Clinton's charities, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, they've never filed legal paperwork. And so we could take them down with the IRS, or you could have multiple state governments could take them down, or foreign governments could take them down. But nobody is doing anything about that. It's absolutely amazing how they just skirt and get away with any and all crimes, and nobody does anything about it. It's an open secret, and they continue to operate.
Well, and so you see that many of them are being rewarded. Now they're scurrying off to media land where they can begin making their case. Hopefully they intend to push this so hard and that Trump will be off balance. He won't be able to be able to get the Justice Department to prosecute them. That's what we've got to really push on our members of Congress, so that they go forward with these investigations, that they won't be intimidated by all of the media attacks like we've seen on Representative Nunes and others when the House Intelligence Committee came out. This is a full-out war by those in our government who are supposed to be protecting us, who are using the institutions and levers of power against us. And yeah, when you have people like John Brennan and Clapper and Mueller and others who clearly should be in prison or should be prosecuted at least. I mean, the prima facie evidence is that they committed crimes, serious crimes. It's far more serious than robbing a bank or selling drugs or whatnot. They are actually subverting the institutions of government. They're violating their oaths of office. They are subverting freedom.
Yes. And I would even include people on the right. People on the right who hid that 99-page FISA court memo talking about NSA abuses and everything, hid it until they could reauthorize some of these things that are unconstitutional. And then not only that, but then loosen the restrictions. You know, there a lot of people on the right are still playing this Russian game as well, saying, hey, we got the Russians, so therefore let's not worry about the Constitution. Let's bury that. But these Mueller indictments, as you point out in this article, Mueller indictments, are they a smoking gun or are they exoneration for this investigation? I mean, what we see at the bottom of this is, first of all, they haven't made a case that there's anything significant that they could point to here. And they have said all along that there is no collusion. So why does this continue? Well, it continues, as you point out, because they are just using this as a political weapon to stymie the Trump administration, to keep them preoccupied so they don't move forward with an agenda.
Well, there is another reason, too, and that is they are hoping desperately that they are going to be able to swing the midterm elections in Congress and tip the balance to the Democrats so that they will be able to then institute or begin impeachment hearings new Congress.
And they're hoping they can do that with gun control as well. But you know what? It's going to turn out, I think it's going to turn on the economy. And, you know, just as Clinton said, it's the economy stupid. I think it's going to be the crumbs stupid this time. They're going to use Nancy Pelosi stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, William F. Jasper. And you can find his articles and many other excellent articles at thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much, William.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with
iodine, and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
One last segment here, and I want to get to an exchange back and forth with Marco Rubio and a high school student. I guess he knows who his peers are. Little Marco takes on a high school student. And of course, little Marco doesn't really think that teachers even should be allowed to have firearms. And he doesn't think 18-year-olds should be either. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't think I should have to go to little Marco and ask permission to defend myself or to defend other people. I have a real problem with that. And we had a situation in Butler County, Ohio. The sheriff there, Sheriff Richard K. Jones, offered free concealed carry training for 50 teachers. But he had 250 take him up on it. But they're not responsible, right? You're going to drop your kids off with these people, but you're going to drop them off with nothing to protect them. And when we see all these gun control ideas being bandied about by Marco Rubio and President Trump, we've got Jim Jordan, thank goodness, says you're not going to go anywhere unless you pass the concealed carry reciprocity measure that we passed in the House and has been sitting in a Judiciary Committee in the Senate. And they've been working on this for over a year. They had already started working on it before you had all those congressmen ambush, and Rand Paul was there as well. Remember, we had Congressman Scalise seriously injured, almost killed. Fortunately, nobody was killed there. But you've got congressmen that we can't trust. So we can't trust the 18-year-olds. And I could kind of listen to that because when I listen to this kid, I don't really trust these kids either. But you can't trust the teachers that you entrust your kids to. You can't trust the congressman with guns. I certainly don't trust Marco Rubio with the Second Amendment. Who do we trust? Well, I'm telling you what, I don't trust the government. Marco Rubio's excuse for not letting teachers be armed was, well, we might have the SWAT team show up and shoot the teachers. Well, that's a SWAT team problem. And that's one of the reasons why we don't trust the government, because they're just people too. They make mistakes too. And they're not even usually there. They wouldn't even be there in most cases until after the shooting had stopped, unless it was a hostage situation, because they're too far away. And then we got a Congressman, Thomas Massie, who says, I'm offering a bill. And this is a bill that was originally introduced by Ron Paul back in 2007, because Joe Biden pushed the Safe Students Act. I'm sorry, he had the gun-free school zones. And I said before, back in 1990, there's no such thing as a gun-free school zone. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone anywhere. You can make defenseless zones, and we got a lot of defenseless zones in Chicago and Baltimore and Washington and schools everywhere. So now we've got the Safe Students Act. It was originally introduced by Ron Paul, and they've been trying to get this through all the time to let people carry firearms in school if you're vetted and so forth. Certainly you should be allowed to do that. I want to play for you the clip of Marco Rubio real quickly. Take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we've got several products on 50% off. Let me tell you what those are. Icarin, our newest product to detoxify your body, support your liver and kidneys, 50% off. CellForce, 50% off. Red Pill, 50% off. All of our Super Blue products, our toothpaste and mouthwash with nano silver and iodine, and does not have fluoride in it. Those are all 50% off, and we have a daily digestive pack that has Carnivore and Floralife, two powerful digestive aids for an unprecedented 50% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this programming. We really do appreciate your support. It's very necessary. All right, let's play this agitation propaganda pageant that was put on by CNN. Why would anybody even participate in these things, especially with CNN? A hostile, partisan crowd, and Marco Rubio goes there to be lectured by a high school student, jeered at by the crowd, while Jake Tapper sits there and does nothing. Here's that exchange, some of it.
Senator Rubio, it's hard to look at you and not look down the barrel of an AR-15 and not look at Nicholas Cruz, but the point is, you're here.
Oh, so he's the same as an AR-15 or Nicholas Cruz. You're a killer,
and
Senator Rubio.
I need to ask two things of you. Number one, Chris Grady, can you stand up? This is my friend who's going to the military. I need you to tell him that he's going to live to make it to serve our country. And then we'll get to the other one.
Pause that there a second. You know what? We had a guy who was going into the military, and CNN, I've got that clip, we didn't get a chance to get to it. CNN asked him to speak and to ask some questions, and he said, and then they wanted to know what he was going to say in advance. You know, just kind of like they got the questions in advance and then gave them to Hillary Clinton at the debates. But they, we can play a little bit of that video. Let's play some of that video.
Expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC who shielded classmates in the midst of terror, says he did not get to share his experience.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
Colton wrote questions about school safety, suggested using veterans as armed school security guard, but claimed CNN wanted him to ask a scripted question instead, so he decided not to go.
I don't think that it's going to get anything accomplished. It's not going to ask the true questions that all the parents and teachers and students have.
That kid is so much smarter than Marco Rubio. Let's send him to the Senate in the place of Marco Rubio. He knows that it's a scripted event. He knows that they're tightly controlling the content. And he says, I'm not going to participate in that type of pageant. But Marco Rubio does. And he deserved everything that he got from that crowd that jeered at him and made him look so little. That is just disgusting. But again, they want the questions in advance and they're going to control what he has to say. And I want to go back to this exchange now between this high school student. Let me tell you something. These high school students like this, I think we need to raise the voting age. Forget about the gun stuff for a moment. Let's raise the voting age when you look at these high school students. But let's go back to the exchange.
Not only are you going to live to serve our country, you and all of you have a chance to change our country. Change
yeah,
not
that's
just
what I'm
our
worried
laws,
about.
But the way we talk about our laws. So absolutely.
Thank you. And guys, look, this isn't about red and blue. We can't boo people because they're Democrats and boo people because they're Republicans. Anyone who's willing to
show me a Democrat, show me a demagogue that supports the Second Amendment. I haven't seen one.
Difference is somebody we need on our side here. And this is about people who are for making a difference to save us and people who are against it.
No, he's nonpartisan. Isn't that impressive?
So, Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
Oh, the NRA, the favorite kicking boy. Hey, ask Jake Tapper if he will accept any money from Big Pharma that is doping up all these kids with dangerous, very dangerous drugs. Will you stop taking money from Big Pharma, Jake? CNN?
I wish I could have asked the NRA lady a question. I wish the NRA lady I could have talked to because I would ask her how she can look in the mirror considering the fact that she has children, but, you know, maybe she avoids
those. What was that? I'm sorry, but
I don't freaking know.
That's okay. The question is about NRA money. So, number one, the positions I hold on these issues of the Second Amendment, I've held since the day I entered office in the city of West Miami as an elected official. Number two, no, the answer to the question is that people buy into my agenda. And I do support the Second Amendment, and I also support the right of you and everyone here to be able to go to school and be safe. And I do support any law that would keep guns out of the hands of a deranged killer. And that's why I support the things that I have stood for and fought for during my time here.
More NRA money? More NRA money?
That is the wrong way to look.
This is such a staged event.
People buy into my agenda.
Let me just stop this for a second, because we know what this agenda is. This is a CNN agenda. This is a gun control agenda by these little useful idiots. Youthful idiots is what they are. I think it was Lenin that coined that term, useful idiots. But these are youthful idiots. And they're going to lead this pageant. They're going to lead this parade. But how can they not remember that at the Texas church shooting, we had a guy who had committed multiple crimes and threats, was in an insane asylum while he was in the Navy. The Navy did nothing to protect the public from him. They wouldn't even report it into the background database. So much for the government protecting you, right? We've seen this again in this shooting. But who protected people? He hadn't killed everybody in that church. He was headed somewhere else as well. This was, and he stopped shooting when Stephen Woolerford showed up using exactly the same gun. And the villain here, folks, is not Marco Rubio. It's the NRA, and it's the AR-15. And this guy, Stephen Woolerford, was a former NRA instructor, and he had an AR-15. See, they're tools. And that's why we focused on what has happened to our society. How did we get to this point of depravity where we don't value human life? Well, you might start by looking at Planned Parenthood that we continue to fund, even though they're selling baby parts. And you might take a look at what Hollywood produces as they now spend millions to fund this parade of know-it-all youthful idiots. You might take a look at all that kind of stuff. But of course, you know, the weapon that you use can also be used by a good person to defend lives. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.